Well, Ben Young's Alliance test start, got to be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. I think we got no heads up, so when Gats read out the team, I was sort of sitting there sort of assuming that nine wouldn't really change. So I'm really pleased, and I think Connor's put in tremendous performances as well, and delighted to be involved.
No inkling that there was any injury to Mike Phillips. It's a purely selection decision.
Yeah, it's always nice when you everyone's sort of fighting out for positions. So everyone wants to be involved with the test. So it's always nice where you got it on merit rather than than injuries have influenced it. So as I said, I'm really pleased, and the only focus since I've been in the tour is trying to perform well and do the best to help the team win and obviously to be involved in the test team and to get the opportunity to start is great. And obviously I've now got to reward that back by putting in a performance.
A little Ben Youngs-esque try midweek can't have done much to deny your chance at starting.
Yeah, I just about got there. I mean, the post protector tried to stop me as I wiped out into it and then nearly dropped the ball. But
I saw you look under your arm to check if it was still there.
Yeah, I double checked just to make sure I hadn't spilled it. So that was great. And but to be honest, the hard work was done before then, and to get a nice 20 minutes out was really nice. And as I said, on Tuesday is a great momentum now moving forward for Saturday. We've had two good games on the bounce since the Brumbies loss, and as I said, we're 80 minutes away from making a little bit of history, which will be fantastic.
Yes, talking of history, Tom and Ben Youngs, the first brothers to start a test since the Hastings brothers in 1989. The media, like us, love that sort of stat. Does it mean much to you anymore? It's been mentioned so much.
Of course, it means the absolute world to be playing alongside my brother, and to be wearing an Alliance jersey is so rare and unique. So I'm not bored of talking about it, but as I said, I'm not going to go home and shout about it, but it's going to be a very proud moment running out alongside Tom, and as I said, I just really hope that we can both put in a performance together, and it'll be extra special that day.
You're up here on the world stage, but I imagine there'll be a little part of Norfolk that's pretty proud of you too as well. Just a word on the journey of your rugby career to this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously all just started like everyone else, Sunday rugby, and you pick up a ball because you love doing it, and here you are now. So from a small town, and here myself and Tom are. So everyone back home has been tremendous in support and messages and everything, and the fans out here are just unbelievable. It's completely blown me away of what it is like, to be a Lions player and stuff. So Saturday can't really come sooner for this group of players.
So just looking at the game, Will Genia is obviously going to be a pretty tough opponent. You've played against him before. What are you expecting from him?
Oh, well, look, Will's, I think he's the best nine in the world at the moment. I think, he's set a lot of the benchmarks for nines. I really enjoy watching him play, and to play against him is going to be fantastic. So, I thought he was exceptional again at the weekend, and, continues to set the benchmark. So, great opportunity for myself to play against him. I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully the back rowers can maybe get hold of him and slow him down a little bit, and hopefully the back rowers can protect me from theirs.
Finally for me, going into a second test, you've got one under your belt. How difficult is it to not allow that to feel like a bit of a cushion, to be able to maintain focus so that perhaps you really can get the job done after two games?
Yeah, very much so. I think the one thing about this group of players is they're tremendously driven. The professionalism and the understanding of what it takes to win is unbelievable. And you've got guys like Brian O'Driscoll and guys that have been on tours and lost. They've won odd-off games and then lost the other. So they know about it. And all that experience has to be brought to the table, enable us to win at the weekend.